Well, Merry Christmas. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith, and we're so excited to be able to, at this time, come together and just speak about some of the scriptures in reference to this wonderful time of the year. And our thought tonight, or this evening, is that they sought Him, will you seek Him? As I said, this is an exciting time of the year when we reflect on all that is so wonderful about this time. Well, some would say that this time of the year is a struggle. It can be a struggle. But yet, that's what's beautiful about this season, is there's so much hope that lies with what took place around 2,000 years ago. As I think about this thought that I have just said, they sought Him, will you seek Him? I'm reminded of some of the scripture that we call the Christmas story about the birth of Jesus. And I want to start with that of the second chapter of the book of Matthew. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east, and are come to worship Him.' When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." I'm going to stop right there with the reading of the scriptures at this moment. And I want to ask the question, in this season, no matter if it's a moment that you are reflecting in the blessings or you're struggling, I want to ask, have you considered seeking Him, the Lord Jesus? I want to just mention today, as we look at this passage of Scripture, how that these wise men came from afar. Someone stated recently that they may have traveled at least close to 500 miles to come to Jesus. I haven't looked to make sure of that mileage, but there again, we know that they did come from some distance. With that thought in mind, they were seeking a king. They saw evidence, and we can go into the fact of they were into astronomy, and there was things that they studied the stars. But as I think about this, I want to relate to the fact, as I've asked the question, will you seek Him? Will I seek Him? Why are we even observing this time of the year if you celebrate Christmas or you celebrate this of Hanukkah or this season of the year? Let me say that I believe that the wise men, they were seekers. They were seeking for what they knew of a king that was coming for the Jews. I'd ask us today, are we among those of the intellectual those that are of the learned, those of the educated, those that seek for wisdom and knowledge? Is it not that we can see through teaching and instruction and education that surely that Jesus was born and Jesus existed on this earth? And that Jesus, through the Gospels, we are presented Him as the Son of Man, but yet the Son of God. And we are even presented His passion, His death, the reason He came. But I see today that there may be those that are listening that you are intelligent, you are learned, and you may be even seeking for more knowledge, and maybe you have your accolades of education, which is wonderful. But these men, they sought to find the King. I ask today, within all of our knowledge, do we really acknowledge Him, the Lord Jesus Christ? Then we also see in this passage of Scripture how that royalty at the moment sought to know more. And King Herod went even to call those of the religious elite to inquire where Jesus would be born. And they looked back to the scrolls and they looked back to the scriptures of the Old Testament and told him that he would be born in that of a small town, Bethlehem. Bethlehem, the house of bread. And Herod and all Jerusalem was troubled, the scripture says, by this. But yet Herod's intentions was wrong. His intentions was that he did not want to share the thought that there would be someone that would be a king. I want to ask today, is it easy for us to become so self-centered and so self-reliant that we feel that we do not need to surrender ourselves to the kingship and the lordship of Jesus Christ? Let us be reminded that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let us be reminded that He will wear a vesture when He comes again one day, and it will say King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us be reminded that throughout the prophetic scriptures of the Old Testaments, the prophets prophesied. We even know who his great, and we could go on, grandfather would have been. And that would have been none other but King David. Jesus truly was from that of the lineage of royalty. Right out of heaven, but yet even in the natural, his lineage shows that he came from that of the tribe of Judah. He came from that of the house of Israel, of that of David, the King of Israel. Today, I want to ask us, as he is the King, will we seek this royalty? Will we allow him to be the Lord of our life and the King? Will we let him be the supreme? Will we seek his guidance and his direction for our lives? In doing so, it will bring peace. And we even know that we have those words that were given to the angels, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Let us move on and let us think about something else. Through the time of the ages, the Jews had sought for their Messiah. They knew that there was a promise. We realize that they were told throughout the prophetic prophets of the Old Testament that a Messiah was coming. Can you only imagine the excitement, the fear, everything of the emotions that took place when Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, as she was told that she would conceive, and that she would conceive would be of the Holy Ghost, and it would be the Messiah that was coming to Israel. What is sad is the darkness. In the midst of seeking for the light, let's say it like this. The house of Israel was looking for the light. And in the midst of looking for the light, they missed the light switch. We could be in the midst of the dark and not know where the switch is and never turn the switch on and have light to illuminate the room that we're in. We see that the Bible teaches us in the book of that of Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 4, how that in the due time, in the due season of time, that a woman under the law would conceive. And that, of course, would be talking about Mary. And, of course, that Jesus would come from that promise. Today, let me move on and say that we as Gentiles, we have been given the opportunity to come into this light also. I'm so reminded of even the prophet telling us about the fact of the light that comes, and it comes only by that that has shined. In Isaiah's gospel, it says, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." We, even as Gentiles, can be reminded that the light has come to us. Look at verse number 2 of Isaiah chapter 60. "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings of the brightness of thy rising." I want to say something. Those that came of the Magi, they were from Gentile nations. They were not Jews. And they were looking for the truth. They were looking for the King. And even in the midst of their search and their journey, they were led and directed by a star, a heavenly body, a heavenly light that gave them direction. Let us be reminded that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Yes, the Word of God itself is that light. It is that lamp that we can walk from darkness into the truth. Oh, hallelujah, today. I want to ask each one of us to seek Him today, because Jesus Himself says, "I am the light. I am the light of the world." And then I want to ask this question today. How will you seek Him? Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus Himself said that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. As we reflect on this season, we are reminded, as we even celebrate Christmas, as we may give gifts and receive gifts, and hopefully we do that out of not just to give or to make make ourselves look important or good, but we do it out of the motive and motivation of love. Which reminds me of one of the greatest scriptures that I think most of us know or can relate to. "For God so loved the world." Jesus' Father, He says, "For God so loved the world." And that word "world" there means mankind. That He gave the gift. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving that gift, which was Jesus. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew, it talks about how that Jesus came to save His people from their sin. He came to rule them, which means to shepherd them, and He is the shepherd. Isn't it remarkable how that even one of the animals possibly that would have even been near, or even those that were the shepherd that would have been watching the sheep, would be represented at the birth of Christ? The Lamb of God was born. The gift was given. And with that fact in mind, let us be reminded in that love that God our Father, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, He allowed Jesus to come in the flesh. He allowed Him to come that we could receive His forgiveness. We could receive His salvation. I'm reminded that the scripture there as we've been quoting, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, which is the gift, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is the gift. No matter who you are, and if you're listening to this podcast today, you have been given the invitation to accept this gift. Accept this gift, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1 and verse number 17, that every good and perfect gift is from above. Aren't you thankful tonight for all the things that we have? I mean, just creation itself, the beauty of creation in the spring and in the fall with the colors and the things, and even the Christmas season in the lights and the beauty and the decor. You know, even look at the flower, the poinsettia, a native of Mexico, the nation of Mexico, how that it is so rich and colorful in its green leaves and turning to the red. And I think of even with the poinsettia, of how that there is the blood of Jesus, which brings life. And the green brings that of reminding us of life and vegetation. We have been given so many good gifts. But listen, when we come and we acknowledge the fact that God gives every good and perfect gift, listen, the very fact that Jesus came into this earth and was willing to come was that good gift. But folks, the work that he did upon the cross and raising from the dead allows us to receive the perfect gift. That perfect gift, which brings us into eternal life. I want to challenge you today in this season, no matter if you're going through sickness, you're going through hardships, you may be, even the timing of this recording is during the pandemic of that of the coronavirus. Let me say that Jesus is our hope. He is our very hope. And I want to give you an invitation to seek him as your Savior. I want you to seek him not as a babe in a manger, but a Savior that was a baby that came for that purpose, to die on a cross, to give his life that we could have eternal life. If you know not the Lord today, and you know right now that you have a drawing in your heart, you have a sense of an urgency that what I have said today, what scriptures I have shared, you realize that you're sitting in the darkness and you need this light, which is the light, Jesus Christ. I want to ask you right now to begin in your seeking right now to turn. And I want you to pray. And I want you to pray with me. And would you just say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I acknowledge that you came to be my Savior. I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to wash me with your precious blood, Jesus, that you shed at the cross. I ask you to save me. I want to be redeemed. I want to become your child. And yes, I want to live this life to serve you. And through me asking you, Lord Jesus, to save me, I am receiving eternal life. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer and you have meant it from your heart, you're my brother. You're my sister. I just want to encourage you to get in your Bible, find a Bible-believing church. If we can be of some further assistance, and if you've prayed that prayer, I want you just right now just to begin to thank the Lord for saving you. And I believe that this is going to be the greatest Christmas that you've ever had, because you have received the greatest gift. Oh, there may be a gift under the Christmas tree, or you may not be getting any gift at all. But if you've prayed that prayer, and by faith you have responded to that of the gift that God has given, you have just received the greatest gift, a relationship with Jesus Christ and eternal life. We encourage you to contact us at Foundational Faith Ministries. Bishop Harry can be reached at Foundational Faith Ministries 2020 at gmail.com. We also want to invite you to find us on Facebook with Foundational Faith. We have a group, Foundational Faith with Bishop Harry. We would encourage you to contact us. Please do so if you've prayed today. We want to rejoice with you. And before we close, we do want to say again, Merry, Merry, Happy, Joyous Christmas to you and your family. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Holidays. And we will be talking with you again, as we hope all of our family, our podcast family, will come back together again before the new year. God bless you, and may you have a wonderful, wonderful, Jesus-filled Christmas. God bless you.